Can Talk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network. With me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. So glad to be here today.
So well, happy to have you here.
We don't have any sound in here.
I
don't know what's going on. You do?
I do.
Oh, do you have sound?
I have sound very loudly.
It's yours, and okay. I've been near you. Yours is pain.
All right, yeah. But anyway. So, I don't have any sound in mine.
All right, so... Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, happy Memorial Day weekend. It's a good holiday weekend. It's like 95 degrees here in Florida. So
better than the
all
storm.
Our listeners in Florida get it, but our listeners everywhere else, is they're saying to me, oh, it's 60. There we go. Hi, Linda.
Yeah, God forbid she can't hear herself.
Yeah, we could even make it a little lower now.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thanks. I want to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Krista in Tarpon Springs, Joanne in Treasure Island, and Jillian in Oldsmar.
Welcome, ladies.
So welcome. You know what I always say, there's always room on the Connecting Caregivers radio show for guests at any time, at any place, not just at 12 o'clock on Saturdays. You can go to the podcast, you can go to YouTube, you can go to Facebook, you can go everywhere and hear the show. I'm delighted because I know that your time is valuable. It's not easy, and we're just very glad that you're tuning in. So, any plans for Memorial Day?
I might go to the bar to where my sister works to see her.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I am going after the show to meet my grandson in Epcot. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. We have, as always, our wonderful health coach, Detective Adam Wolf now.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, honey, how you doing?
Good. How's everyone?
And you're
here?
Live in the studio today.
I'm live,
which is
in the
really nice. Not just on the telephone.
Yes.
So look at her; she's pretty.
Thank you.
And we also have our dear friend Rachel from Arden Courts, Largo.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me on the show.
Didn't I just see you like an hour ago?
Yes.
Yes. This morning we did a support group at Arden Courts, and it was a really great group. You know, it's always the right people need to be there on the right day. And sometimes it's just the right combination of people. How God works in that way makes me very excited and very, very good. And I brought some of those muffins to Vaughn, and he was very happy.
Oh, good. I'm glad he enjoyed them. Our cook worked hard on them.
It's all good. So, Tammy, what's our tip today? What do we want to talk about today? We want to talk about a few things.
Yes, we're going to talk about a few things today, but we all know someone who's had a fall.
Yeah.
And actually, we may think it won't happen to us. But the fact is that one in four Americans over the age of 65 have a fall each year.
Yeah, and one in four.
Yeah, yeah. Every 11 seconds, an older adult is treated in the emergency room for a fall. Every 19 minutes, an older adult dies from a fall. Yeah.
And so, if you don't die right away, you die down the road.
Exactly.
Well, because, you know, you think of somebody that's in a fragile condition already, and then they fall, and anesthesia is not my friend. You know, sometimes that can just plummet.
Yes. Yeah. So falls are the leading cause of fatal injury and the most common cause of non-fatal trauma-related hospital admissions.
Wow.
So, yeah. And a majority of falls occur during routine activities.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're caused not just by one issue, but medication,
right.
vision impairments, general weakness, poor lighting in the home.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Slippery floors, clutter, uneven surfaces.
Those scatter rugs, no good.
Yes. Exactly.
No good. Especially people up north, they use them a whole lot more than we do down here. But a lot of us have it in front of the kitchen sink. I know I do. Or in the bathroom or something. We need to get rid of those.
We don't allow them at Arden Courts because they are such a fall risk.
Yeah.
But, you know, when Jack was sick, I had to take them up because he had neuropathy in the bottom of his legs. And I like the way the house looks without them now. I got so used to it. It's cleaner, easier to clean. You're not...
Yeah.
It's so much better.
Lynn looks on the bright side there.
Yes. Well, it's important to keep it clean, like you said. Yeah, to keep the clutter up.
Yeah.
Even shoes laying around or anything to trip over.
Magazines. I've seen somebody be sitting down and try to lean on a stack of magazines to get up. You know how dangerous it is? Just that thing goes crooked and all those magazines go splat out.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So shoes, that's another important thing to think about. Shoes fitting well and proper arch for the foot so that it's giving good control in the feet because that can be something that can cause
Lots of times seniors, they just got those like floppy slippers.
Mm-hmm. And I wear flip-flops all the time.
Yeah, it's in,
but I can't get shoes to fit me. And it's really hard. Yeah,
You pay attention to your shoes though, and how you walk,
I'm very lucky so far. Nobody can believe I can get up. I take baths. I don't shower, and I just pop right up. It's not a problem. But someday, you never know.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we just keep trying to stay in shape and do what we gotta do.
I'll wear flippers.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Good balance.
Yeah, you have that good balance already. Yeah. So I've been told.
Yes.
By your mother.
Oh, yes. I'm planted with the big feet.
Lynn has balance and poise.
Oh, thank you. She does. All right, so let's talk about this a little more.
Okay, so inactivity and lower body weakness. This is really an important factor in preventing falls. The core of the back, the hips, the legs, any kind of pain there, that's something that needs to be addressed because that's going to affect a person's balance and flexibility.
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
If you do sit-ups, does that help your core?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, you just have to really be careful with doing sit-ups.
Crunches.
Yeah.
Just crunch. I only do 100. It's no
biggie. You can also lay on your back and lift your legs up a little bit and then bend your knees and pull it towards you and back. That's
good for the core? Because then everybody talks about the core, and I'm like...
Even the point of just laying on your back and just lifting your legs is good. Just holding it for as long as you can hold it.
Well, thank you.
You know a good simple thing as well, if you're just standing in line or something, tighten everything. Tighten the bum, tighten the tummy, tighten everything.
Oh.
Hold it for 10 seconds, let it go. Tighten it again. Because that's strengthening as well.
Yeah, that's good to know.
I'll tell you, years ago, my sister was having a Halloween party. This was around when it turned out it was a surprise party for me, but I didn't know it because my birthday's in November. And she had it in October. And she said, you invite some of your friends too. Well, anyway, I was going as Catwoman. You know, a Catwoman suit. And I commuted to Connecticut at the time. All the way driving to work. I sucked it in as tight as I could. I let it out. I sucked it. I looked okay in that Catwoman outfit. But that was just like while I was driving.
Yes. Yeah, so. And you can do it anywhere.
Yeah.
Sitting down, standing up, you know. Taking care of ourselves, that's important.
Well, it's when I bring my groceries in, I make believe they're like weights.
Yes.
Gotta carry them in the house anyway.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Just make sure they're not too heavy when you're doing that.
Right.
Yeah, because you can harm yourself. So falls, with or without injury, they also carry a heavy quality of life impact. So a growing number of adults actually fear falling.
So
they limit their activity.
Yep.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is something that really needs to be focused on. So however, falling is not an inevitable result of aging.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Yeah. So through practical lifestyle adjustments, there's ways to reduce the risk of falling, which is important for caregivers to know and for seniors to practice.
You know, I see the women that I go to Curves with. Because I'm one of the younger ones in Curves.
Oh, God, the geriatric party.
But we're still, I always say you have to move to lube, and if you rest, you rust.
Yes.
And some of the women aren't very aggressive in there, but you see they're getting stronger. And one woman just said to me a couple of weeks ago, she said, when I started coming here, I don't know, 6 months ago or whatever it was, I couldn't tie my shoelaces. And you look at her now, and you would never think that at all. I look at her, I just met her recently, and I would think she's always been in shape.
In just 6 months.
6 months. She couldn't tie her shoelaces.
And that's an important thing to remember because age is a factor, but you're never too old to get moving.
Right.
And to have an improvement and a benefit from doing that. So it's, don't be discouraged. Just start where you can. Get moving.
And you know what? When you go over to visit mom at her house and you go there, mom's just sitting in front of the TV. encourage her to get up and do something with you, because you come there and you visit, mom's just sitting in the chair, mom looks kind of cute in the chair, she's fine in the chair, and you leave, and you come back 2 days later and you visit mom again, mom's sitting in the chair, and you just hang out with her for a while and you leave. You may not realize that mom's becoming more frail. You may not realize that mom's not getting up enough. So go closer to mom, hold mom, hug mom so you can feel if there's been any weight loss or anything like that too, and encourage her to get up and walk in the kitchen with you or something, just to see, to, because they say, I've been visiting mom twice a week or I didn't think she was gonna fall, but you're not really sure what shape she's in unless you can get her out of that chair.
And like you always say, then they don't drink water because they don't want to get up, and that will hurt them also.
Yeah, because they're afraid if they drink water, they're afraid they're gonna have to pee, and if they have to pee,
yeah,
yes. So, in line with what you just said, we need to make sure we're addressing medical conditions. We need to focus on that, and if there's anything that's affecting flexibility or balance there.
And a change in medication.
Could be.
Really can be a big deal.
Yeah, and then again, modifying the home environment, the lighting, the clutter, all that kind of thing, to make sure you're doing that. And then to get the right clothes and shoes. So if something's too tight, maybe they don't want to walk. Shoes aren't working right, they're not going to feel safe.
Right.
So that's important.
And if your loved one has dementia too, sometimes they may, it may be difficult for them to express to you that they're in pain.
So they can't verbalize that.
Yeah, if something's not right. You know, we were just talking about that in the support group this morning. We were just talking about something as simple as brushing your teeth. And you don't realize how many steps there are to brush your teeth and what you have to do with that. So we really have to pay attention and to be really clued into our loved one with what's going on.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then we want to also incorporate assistant devices. So if they need to use a cane.
And they got really cool ones today.
Yes. Yeah, to fit their style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I rather, and I hope I feel like this as I age, but I'd rather use a walker than fall.
Absolutely. And if you can kind of address that before there's dementia or Alzheimer's, because at that point, it becomes very difficult for them to learn to use that. So, you know, the sooner the better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes when, you know, I just went on that honor flight, and there were people that don't normally use walkers, but they were used that day, and there was wheelchairs used that day, just because we knew it was going to be a taxing day. It was going to be a long day.
Right, plan ahead.
Right, that could be an issue for someone falling, you know, and going to a place where there's all different elevations in the sidewalk and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, so it's very important. And also proper nutrition.
Yeah.
Proper nutrition and hydration. Very, very important.
Because for the caregiver, too.
Yes.
Not just for our loved one, for us too, because we're the ones going to be picking them up and helping them with everything. And the thing is too, and if you think there's any chance of fall, or you just get an older, get yourself one of those emergency alert buttons. There's so many different kinds. You know, I'm going to be getting one soon, just because I live alone. Just because I live alone.
Some days when your grandkids aren't there.
Yeah, well, supposedly I live alone.
Yeah.
But no, really, it's a smart thing, because if you do fall, you want to get somewhere and get help, the sooner the better.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
The sooner the better.
Mm-hmm. So as we age, we lose flexibility. Part of that is a result of the normal aging process. Some of that is actually we lose water in our tissue and in our spine, and we have increased stiffness. But we can do something about that. We could do stretching exercises. So when you're at curves, make sure you're stretching before and after.
Yes.
And it could be something as simple as when you wake up in the morning, before you get out of bed, stretch your arms up above your head, stretch your legs out, and hold it, and just stretch as far as you can. Do that 3 or 4 times before you get out of the bed, because you're activating everything, and you're giving your body a chance to get a little more flexible.
Yeah, I don't do exactly that, but I stretch before I get out of the bed, and I drink a half a bottle of water before I get out of the bed.
That's
I've been
good.
Drinking during the night anyway, but I still wake up parched.
Vodka doesn't count, lady.
I still wake up parched, so I usually drink like at least a half a bottle of water before I get out of the bed.
But that's how they say to start your day.
So. Oh, good.
Yeah. Didn't your doctor tell you, or somebody, that how flexible you really are?
Yeah.
And
the chiropractor tells me all the time.
Because
yeah,
I
so
said
flexible.
To my sister's a great athlete, and I said, you know, Linda, they told her flexibility is wonderful. Joan says, I know, I can tell.
Yeah.
And she exercises and doesn't have as good a flexibility. That's good. You won't be falling.
Yes.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Except you have stairs.
But see, like, I have stairs. I live in a townhouse, and people go, why do you want to age there? because I feel those stairs are going to keep me alive.
I'd have my bed, you know, my bed downstairs.
They'll make me go up and down. If there's a time I have to do that, I'll do that. Or if I have to get a chair that goes up the stairs or something. But right now, even if I have to bring down three things from upstairs, I only bring down one at a time. So I make myself go back upstairs just to make myself do that.
Yep. That's another practice. Thing you can do before you get out of bed is sit to the edge, put your feet on the floor, and bend down, touch the floor, or close as you can, and do that a few times, because that's stretching your whole back out. Yeah.
That makes
sense. Good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing is balance. Okay, balance is important too, flexibility and balance. So we want to maintain that as well, and there's some exercises we can do that for that. The tightrope, which you don't need anything for this. You just, all you need to do is hold your arms straight out to your side, make sure they're parallel to the floor, and walk a straight line.
That's what the police make you do.
Just
or the Willendas.
Pretend you were drinking vodka the night before. No, yeah. Don't do that.
But is it difficult to walk a straight line?
It does take some balance, and you're going to, you know, you want to make sure there isn't anything around you when you're doing this. And you want to go slowly.
Yeah.
But it does help because it's engaging the brain.
Well, I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know if you're going to mention this, but I want to say this if you're not before you forget. Make sure your eyeglasses are good.
Yes.
You know, because sometimes you can have the same prescription for 3 years, it's just fine. And that's what I was thinking. And then for a while when I was driving, just to my left felt a little funny. And when I went to have my eyes checked, my left eye was much weaker than it was before, and I didn't realize that. It
sneaks up on you.
Yeah, and I think I didn't feel right.
And that's going to throw you off balance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same exact thing. I just got my eyes checked. They're like, well, maybe it's because you had a baby. I'm getting astigmatism in my left eye, so you just never know.
Absolutely.
No. So just take that, you know, go and get your eyes checked.
Well, I see well. I had my cataracts done, and I see beautiful.
Yeah, you do. You see everything now. She sees every wrinkle in my face and everything else, too.
They were well-earned, any wrinkles we
yes,
have.
Yes, they were, because ours are smiling ones.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so another thing is squatting.
Squatting.
Because this is gonna improve our balance when we have stronger legs.
Okay.
So you can stand at the chair, hold onto the chair, and squat down. And you
as long as you can use the chair, that's
the
not so
counter.
Daunting.
Well, the kitchen counter is not so bad.
Yeah, that's not daunting, because the other way is hard.
Yeah.
You lose your balance.
And you're
sometimes.
Just going to do the motion like you're sitting. You don't have to go straight down, just like you're sitting.
Perfect.
Yeah, just go a little bit until you feel comfortable, until you work up to it. Yeah, and then there's one more that you can. It's called the flamingo, and so you stand
one
with
leg.
Your yes, stand with your arms again to your side and just pull one leg up, right? Just hold it there for 10 seconds. Do the next leg. Do that a couple times as well.
Yeah, and just hold it as long as you can, because they do some of the classes I take at Curves are balance. I'm not so good at the balances. I like the aerobics better. Because it's always like, stand here, like I'm a whatever.
Not enough action.
Yeah, so, it does make a difference. It really makes a difference.
It does make a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's another thing that really has been shown to improve flexibility, balance, strength, which is the Vox technology.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Look, Lynn's got her patch on today.
Oh, no. They're on today.
All right. Excellent.
I have my Vox socks on today.
Yes. So it's really, there's a new study that just came out. Dr. Robert Thatcher over at the VA, he's come out with a study where he studied people with regular socks and the Vox technology socks and did EEGs and has proven that this technology actually is making a difference. It works on the brain stem, right? And it puts us into homeostasis, which allows the signals to go from the brain to the body much better. And I can honestly say, I'm a caregiver as well. I take care of my grandson after school every day. And I have to transfer him. And when I first put the technology on, and I wasn't thinking of it, I put the patch on, and I went to lift him, and I lifted him into the wheelchair, and he said, "How'd you do that, Mimi?" And I said, "What do you mean?" And he goes, "You don't lift me that easy." And then I realized I had the patch on, and so it increased my flexibility and my strength.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah. So what kind of results are you getting,
Lee? I don't have anything wrong, but I just thought maybe it'll do my brain and get me working
well,
better.
Well, she was thinking too, she was having little issues with her blood work, and she just went to have her blood work done after she's been wearing it for over
a
month
now.
We'll
see.
So we'll see, because like Mary Jane can smell again.
Wow.
You know, she could never smell before, and she can smell again. So who knows? I don't know if that's the best thing in the world, but who? And what were you saying before when I walked in this morning, when you said, "Shut the door"? What was that story? What are you saying that somebody used it has no more pain?
Oh, okay, a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, she has RSD, and she has a spinal cord stimulator for the pain that she's in on a daily basis. And she's been using this technology, wearing the socks, and she has had, for the first time in her life, day after day, pain-free. Yeah.
Day after day, pain-free.
Yeah, so a great improvement. And you, your friend... her dad?
Oh, my God. Her dad is too much. So her dad, I love her dad. Her dad has Alzheimer's. He was walking with a cane. He was having issues with it and still struggling. And he started wearing the Vox. And I go over to her house a couple weeks ago, and her dad comes walking out of the bedroom, flipping his cane like Fred Astaire. I'm like, oh, my God. We both started crying. And then they play rummy cards all the time. And she kept for like a month all the score sheets. And for a while, he was forgetting her name. So he would just write down you and me. And then he really couldn't, like, line up the numbers. And he really couldn't add up the numbers. And sometimes he would just get angry and scribble on the page. Now he's been wearing the Vox, and it says Michelle and Dad. And all everything's lined up and everything's added up. Good.
I just figured that since I have no issues, that I won't get any.
That's right.
That's right. That's right, because so much stuff is about prevention, too. But we won't even be having a show if we don't hear from our partners. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
I wasn't prepared for Dad to get sick. He's Mom's primary caregiver. But thanks to Assisting Hands, we were able to give Mom the care that she needed, from getting her up in the morning, making breakfast, getting her showered, to changing the sheets on her bed. They understood her memory loss and were able to provide us with a caregiver who was patient, kind, and engaging. Mom smiles when she arrives, and they have a great time together. Assisting Hands has helped Mom remain happy, healthy, and home.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383. Or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call. SCG is a 501c3 not-for-profit healthcare organization dedicated to providing quality healthcare within our continuum of care. Whether you or a loved one is in need of skilled nursing services, home health, or outpatient therapy, they can help you. SCG has skilled nursing communities providing around-the-clock care in North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. Transitions Therapy is their very own outpatient therapy division that covers physical, occupational, and speech therapies for all ages, including pediatrics. No matter if you're transitioning from one of their hospital partners or from one of their communities, their home health division, Diamond Home Health, can assist you in your recovery while in the comfort of your home. Their priority is to provide you with a continuum of care that includes skilled nursing, medical home services, and rehabilitation by a team of experienced professionals dedicated to getting you back to living your best life. At SCG, this is what they consider care reimagined. Visit them on the web at www.seniorcaregroup.com. Call 813 813- 541-2771 or message Senior Care Group on Facebook.
Want to nominate a caregiver? Download the Caregiver Affirmation, or to listen to this week's show or previous weeks, just go to www.caregiversradio.com. Are you looking for some resources, a support group, inspiration? You can find it all at caregiversradio.com. There's a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email Linda and she will find the resource you are looking for. Interested in having Linda speak at one of your events? Just give her a call at 833-795-9990. Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver.
You'll be there, 'cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Please let people help you. The other day I was at the supermarket, and there was a woman trying to get her husband into the car. And she was sweating profusely. And another person pulled up a few minutes later and said, she was her neighbor, and said, you didn't even have to go to the store. I could have come to the store instead of you dragging your husband to the store in the heat. I could have went to the store for you. So please, this woman was almost passing out in the parking lot. It's not necessary. When your neighbor says to you, what can I get you at the store? Make a list. Just put a little list down, or just put something.
Or
that
sit
you
with
like.
My husband while I go to the store.
Yeah, or just let me go to the so store they can myself get out. Or something like that. So, and I'm sure they would be more than glad to.
Yes.
You know, and we've been talking about that a little bit too. A lot of people have been helping us since my grandson had the accident. And sometimes just saying to somebody, could you just go to Sam's Club and pick up a couple of cases of water for me? They're like, yeah, that'd be great. So Tammy, where can people get Vox? So now we're teasing them about all this Vox stuff and not telling them where to get it.
Yeah, so you can go to my website, www.hope4healthnow.com, and go onto the products page. And then look for the box, which is on the right-hand side as soon as you hit products.
So there you go. You can also go to Connecting Caregivers Radio, and you'll find a listing with about box all about that.
I'm going to try it.
You're going to try it?
Yes. You sold me on it.
She sold.
I really want to try it.
She sold. So we talked a little bit about not drinking enough water and about some dehydration. Let's talk a little bit more about that. Let's talk about heat exhaustion.
Yes, so it's the summer months. Our caregivers at Arden Courts kind of have to change their care model now that it is summer in Florida. It is so hot outside. I'm sure you guys have all felt it. It's like an inferno. So the elderly experience heat a lot different than maybe you or I might. They can get heat stroke, kidney failure, fluid and electrolyte imbalance, and then they can even get infections. So caregivers know how horrible UTI can be for somebody with Alzheimer's or dementia and the effect that it has on their Alzheimer's or dementia. And they can even get sepsis, so from heat stroke or from becoming too hot. So they're definitely more vulnerable, and that's because of some of the medications they take. They increase the odds of them getting heat stroke.
And they just dress warmer for some reason. They want to wear their sweater or their pants, you know.
So should you take this sweater away?
Definitely take the sweater away. It's actually,
I didn't know that. I thought they were cold.
Well, no, it's actually a part of the Alzheimer's or dementia that they're experiencing temperature differently, but their body isn't. So it's the perception of temperature, but they're still going to get heat stroke. Even if they feel cold, and sometimes you even get a chill if you have, you know, if you're experiencing heat stroke, your brain is shutting down essentially. So, and then with memory loss or dementia, they're not drinking properly. So that's our biggest challenge, is that we're having to dress them appropriately. We're going to need to put, you know, hats, sunscreen, sunglasses on them, and then we need to be checking that they're drinking hourly. And because they have Alzheimer's or dementia and it's warmer out, they're, you know, they'll spend the majority of the day wandering around outside if we don't redirect them, get them inside. So that's important too. And then I want you to be aware of the signs of heat stroke, so that if you see the person you take care of, they need immediate medical attention. Yeah. So, and I know it's hard with, you know, someone with Alzheimer's or dementia. You can't tell if this is part of that or part of heat stroke. But you look out for signs of fatigue and dizziness or feeling confused, more confused than usual.
Yeah.
Restlessness and anxiety, again, just more than what you would normally see in them. Headache, nausea, vomiting, very heavy sweating. But if it's really bad, they're actually going to stop sweating because they're going to be so dehydrated that they just
can't. There's nothing left to sweat out.
Exactly. Extreme thirst. So if you do give them something and you see that they're just really guzzling it, you need to pay attention to them, observe them for at least an hour. And then if their skin is hot to the touch, their cheeks are very flushed. If you take their temperature and it's above 104, like definitely they have heat stroke.
Yeah.
Or they're at risk of heat stroke. If their pulse is weak or their blood pressure suddenly drops, if their breathing is shallow, and again, this would all be right after being outside, so exposure to the heat. If they faint or they black out, if you notice when you're changing them that their urine is very dark or it has a very strong odor.
Right, it should be clear.
Right. If you see that they're getting muscle cramps.
And that's an easy way to figure it out.
Immediately, you know that something's going on. They need to be hydrated immediately.
And you know, if I can just say this for a minute, because this was something else we talked about at the support group this morning. The woman says that her loved one is going to the bathroom a whole bunch more times, like a real lot of times. And he's been eating a whole lot more, so maybe that's part of the reason. But I said, is he really going to the bathroom when he goes in there? And she said, I don't know. So sometimes your loved one is going to be going into the bathroom, but they're not really going to the bathroom. So I'm sorry to say, but you need to go in the bathroom and check.
Or there's even...
And see. And just look into the toilet bowl, and if you see the yellow urine right then, you know there's an issue.
Mm-hmm. Or you could even, like, unplug the toilet, the thing in the back that makes it flush. Mm. There's little things. Or if you're worried about, you know, the number two,
shut the water off.
Take away the toilet paper. See if they mention it or if they call for you.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So there's little ways, too, to kind of keep it dignified so that they don't feel like, you know, you're peeking in on them.
But you really want to check it, because I'll tell you, a very good friend of mine, too, Gary LeBlanc, and he's a dementia expert. His dad was living with him, and he was telling him he was going to the bathroom every day. And his dad didn't go to the bathroom for almost 3 weeks, and he was impacted so bad that he almost died.
Oh. And should get a baby camera.
Up until then, he didn't have that issue. He didn't know. But then when the disease progressed, he just didn't realize it. So just think about double check the bathroom.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's always what I say to people when they're touring with me, because our showers are in the hallway. And I say, you know, mom or dad might be able to shower themselves now, but how do we know that they're not just getting in there and letting water run down them? How do we know when they stop knowing what to do with the shampoo versus the soap? So it's
all the hot and cold water.
Right. So we never know when they start losing these skills unless we're observing them. But that's also hard for them. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Always blame the doctor. Yeah. Just say the doctor said. Yeah. Make the doctor the bad guy.
I know somebody that had the doctor write a prescription, more or less, that said you have to drink so many bottles of water a day. Because when her mother said that, the doctor said it. And right. It was written on that prescription. So she did it.
And the elderly, it's important, I think, especially for their generation, to be good patients, you know, to follow the rules.
Yeah, they listen to the doctor.
Yeah, it's following the rules.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. So ways to prevent heat stroke. Hydration is the number one thing. It's the key. So that it's the most essential nutrient that we require, and it's difficult to get them to drink water, the people with Alzheimer's or dementia. So good ways to do that, infuse it with flavors you know they like. Lemon, cucumber, whatever it is. And then if they're just not willing to drink things, which is a lot of our residents, you want to push water-rich foods. So there's things like strawberries, cucumber, watermelon.
Celery?
Celery is also over...
And all melons.
All over 90% water. So it's like drinking a glass of water, eating those foods. Flavored drinks are fine, so sports drinks, milkshakes, smoothies, and then previously, you know, we kind of thought that coffees and teas weren't included in our fluid intake, but now they're kind of saying, of course, decaf is better, but if the only thing you can get them to drink is tea or coffee, then push
drinking that.
Yes, at least they have some kind of fluid going through them. And then I know this is strange, but for some people with Alzheimer's or dementia, their taste buds are changing, and they might be, usually it's the sweet, but some of them are wanting the savory. So if it means giving them, you know, chicken or beef broth, whatever it takes, popsicles, just to get some fluids.
Popsicles will be you. Yes. Definitely be the popsicles.
And then accessibility. What you said about the toothpaste and how many steps are involved in brushing your teeth. It's the same thing with fluids. So if you have your person that you're caring for at home and the water is in like the crisper drawer in the fridge, then that's probably too many steps for them. So
and they're afraid if they bend over, they might fall
right,
down.
Right, exactly.
And, yeah.
So keep it on the counter, already opened, or whatever you can think of, you know them best, but just make sure that they know how to get to the water.
Yeah.
Give them a cooler by their chair.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
But we do want to get them out of the chair.
Yeah.
But they'll have to go to the bathroom. Yeah.
But, you know, with my mom, I used to make her shakes with Ensure in it also. So because she wouldn't take the Ensure, I know she needed it at the time. So I just put some ice cream in with the Ensure and blend it up. And it was a big treat for her. It was no problem. She would, she would take that.
Absolutely. Ice cream makes everything better.
Yes.
I have yet to have one of our residents turn down ice cream, so.
It's true, though. It's true. I hear so many people, especially to distract them from something. Or just to redirect something. They could be, you know, having a terrible time, and you just say, yeah, a little bowl of ice cream can make a big difference.
My mother said it's the best invention ever. That's what she used to say.
Really?
She just loved it. But she only allowed herself Saturday nights. She was 94. She says, it's not good for you to eat it every day, Saturday nights. And I went, you're 94, I'd be eating it for breakfast.
That's why she lived to 94.
I know.
Because she took care of herself.
I know.
And she did all that kind of stuff. So that's really important. And maybe we need to think about, do we have to take them out all over the place in the heat?
No, definitely try to keep them inside as much as possible, but they're going to take themselves out in the heat. So we see a lot more instances of wandering this time of year. And it's 6 out of 10 people with Alzheimer's are at risk of wandering. So they get picked up by the police, they end up in the hospital, and then you're faced, you know, with these situations where they're being Baker-acted or they're in geri psych because hospital staff don't know that they have Alzheimer's or dementia. They don't know what's going on with them. So there's some reasons they are more likely to wander. They're obviously confused. So they might set out to find home, not realizing they're at home. They might be having delusions related to the Alzheimer's or dementia, or they're trying to escape from a perceived threat. And I've heard this one from family members coming into us, that they were the perceived threat. So sometimes the caregiver is the person that they're confused about, which is, you know, heartbreaking.
Yeah, you weren't his wife.
No.
Right.
He's he like, called the police on me.
Yeah. I hear it all the time. So we know that people with Alzheimer's or dementia can get agitated. We hear this word a lot, and that can come from boredom, restlessness, not getting them up out of the chair enough.
Can you take them driving in a car, maybe, if you can drive?
I mean, I think
air conditioning.
I think that any kind of change of scenery can be good for them. We really push activities at Art and Courts, keeping them stimulated, and then they're tired, and you know they're ready to sleep, and they're not going to be roaming around outside at 2 o'clock in the morning.
You know, and I think let your neighbors know what's going on with your loved ones. You know, I have that business card, and on the back it says the person I'm with has Alzheimer's and dementia, may not hear properly or make the proper decisions. And one of the girls came to the support group and she took a couple of cards, and then she called me a few days later and said, could I have like 15 more? And I was like, yeah, all right. You know, and I left them at my house for her. And when she came to the next group, her husband's starting to wander, and he's starting to walk in the neighbor's yards.
Yeah.
And he's starting to let the dog poop on the sidewalk and not clean it up and all that stuff. So she just went around to all the neighbors and gave them each a card. And now she has a whole team.
Wow.
Right. That's watching out for him.
Locally.
It's not saying, who's that crazy guy? Or what's he doing in my yard? Or that guy, look, he let the dog go. You know what I mean? Oh,
and that's so important for caregivers to have that security, to know, and lack of embarrassment.
Right.
Yeah.
If so, you know, he's out there wandering, one of the neighbors goes over and talks to them a little bit now and then walks them home. And it's not,
right. They know what to do.
So let your neighbors know, because sometimes we're embarrassed. I hate to say it, but sometimes caregivers are embarrassed because their loved one has an issue. You know what? That issue's on every corner, guys.
And that could be what prevents them from ending up in that Jerry psych unit, is, you know, the neighbor knows where to bring them and why.
Yeah, or falling, right? Or getting hurt, or getting taken advantage of.
Anything could happen.
Yeah. I had a woman in a support group where her husband, or her dad, used to just get in the car, and one day he drove to Kane's Furniture and ended up giving a lot of money to a young girl that worked there. They went out for lunch and...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So vulnerable.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So besides telling your neighbors that your loved one has dementia, which was actually on my list, there's other things you can do to prevent the wandering. So if their needs are met, they're less likely to wander. They could be walking around outside because they're looking for something.
Right.
So it's helpful to ask them, do they have to go to the bathroom? Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? If they're no longer verbal, then there's other ways. You can bring them something to drink or eat and see if they take it. You know, take them to the bathroom. You want to check with the doctor with medicine, some medication, or make them more likely to wander if it gives them kind of that nervous energy. And then repetitive activities are good to give to them. If you do have a wander, you know, walking is a repetitive activity. So sometimes putting them in a rocking chair or just any activity that kind of is repetitive like that will help them get their anxieties out. You want to make sure that they have space to pace. So you want to make an inside walking area. We have one at Arden Courts. It is too, if they are pacers, you're not going to be able to get them to stop. But it's too hot outside for them to be pacing all day long outside.
Yeah, take them to the mall or something.
Exactly, you know. Yes, that's perfect. Cover your interior doors with camouflaging posters. Paint them the same color as the walls. Kind of make the door blend in. You can put a big red stop sign on the door. Deadbolt.
I was just in a community yesterday, and it's a poster over the door, but it looks like a bookcase.
Right.
So it looks like there's a bookcase at the end of the hall instead of a door. I thought that was clever. Uh-huh. That's the first time I saw that.
And
we're going to come back to this, but we just need to hear from our sponsors. So don't go away, guys, because if you don't hear from our sponsors, you don't hear from me. So we'll be right back.
Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Quartz, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Quartz of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Attention caregivers, has someone you care for been diagnosed with dementia or Alzheimer's disease? If so, we need your help. We're looking for men and women 55 to 80 years of age for a new research study to see if an investigational medication can potentially slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease. Eligible participants will receive study-related care, monitoring, and an investigational medication or placebo. Compensation for time and travel may be available to patient and caregiver. Call Meridian Research today at 727-347-8839 or 813-563-6009 to see if you qualify.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents and they can help yours too.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
You know what that means when you hear those horns. Get your pen and paper because Lynn's got good stuff to tell you.
I do, but before I start, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you that today is National Wine Day.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
We're not going to be together? That's
no.
Not good.
On June,
and, you know, we didn't say hello to Vaughn today, did we?
Hi, Vaughn.
Hi, Vaughn.
Hey, how are you ladies doing today?
We're doing great.
On June 5th, from 10 to 11:30 a.m., with registration at 9:30, Arden Quartz of Seminole is having a free dementia caregiving seminar. Seminole. Dr. Peter Rabins, author of The 36-Hour Day, will be the guest speaker. RSVP by calling 727-517-7800.
He's an outstanding speaker.
On June 6th, from 5 to 7 p.m., Grand Villa in Dunedin is hosting a Caregiver Spa Day with inspirational speaker Linda Burhans. There will be chair massages, wine, hors d'oeuvres, complimentary day stay will be available for your loved one. RSVP to 727-755-2207. On June 12th at St. Anthony's Hospital in the auditorium, Tipa Snow will talk about taking a positive approach to dementia caregiving. There will be two identical sessions. First one is 9 to noon. The second is 1 until 4. Please RSVP 727-230-2059.
You do not want to miss this. I Tipa Snow is my idol. She's just wonderful.
Good. On June 16th at 3 p.m., the Matinee Opera Players will be performing Summer Romance at the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center in Pinellas Park. It is by donation. There will be complimentary snacks at intermission, raffles, and door prizes. That's it.
All righty. One last thing. The Dementia Spotlight Foundation will be at Belvedere Commons on June 5th from a seminar from 10 to 12. If you're interested, call 813-265-0844. The show ran away with us today. One last thing from you today, Rachel, what do you want to tell our listeners?
The last advice I want to impart on you is to, if you are caring for someone at home, to get a medical identification bracelet. Just put your loved one's name on it, put memory loss, and then your phone number, an emergency phone number that you know someone will always be there to answer. So at least if they do wander, they get home safely.
Yeah, the best thing is to be prepared. Somebody just told me recently, you know, that mom walked out of the house, never did before. It never happened before, but one day it could happen, so just be prepared for that.
Yes, if you come to Art and Courts of Largo, we'll give you one. We'll give you an ID kit.
There you go.
Oh, nice.
There you go. Tammy, what parting words do you have for us today?
Well, just make sure that if you have any questions or you're wondering what we talked about, you forgot something, make sure you replay this back and listen to it, because falls are very serious, so we need to prevent them.
Good advice, Tammy.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in today. You know how much I appreciate you, and I'm so glad. Go to the website and nominate a caregiver for the Caregiver Contest. Remember, God loves you, and have a delicious day.
Yay.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand and nothing, oh, nothing's going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your dark. Just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call. And I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call. Got a friend.